Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 203, recorded on Sunday, August 12th, 2018, and part of the 2018 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And I got a dog.
Dobby. It's okay.
I think he's all right. Dog going crazy in the background, because he's just a crazy dog. It is late, but I'm definitely going to have to pull the, if I haven't gone to sleep, the day hasn't ended by the time I get this this podcast up tonight, but that's okay, no problem. This is another game review, actually a game that Charlotte and I played today. It's pretty fun. We took a couple of games with us. One of the games we took is a game that I'm sure we are gonna review, and in fact I've been teasing for a while, and we actually didn't play that one because the place where we were playing didn't have enough room. So we switched out and we played a second game that we already planned to bring with us and was perfect for the area that we're in. It's called Onitama. It is like, I guess it's a Japanese theme. It's carved in. I am reading this off of a website. Carved into the crags. Jeez, I can't talk. Carved into the crags of the misshrouded mountains of ancient Japan lies the shrine of Otama. It is the place of enlightenment and skill, a site dedicated to the spirits that guide the schools of martial arts across the land. So, what this is a pretty fun game. It is quick to play. It is, in effect, a constrained, in multiple ways, game of chess. It is constrained in board size, because it's only 5x5. It's a 5x5 board, and each player has 5 tokens. They have 4 pawns and 1 master, which start off on their very back row. The master starts off in the middle of the back row, and the pawns, there's 2 pawns on each side. The spot that the master is on is kind of important. It is known as the temple, and capturing the temple is a way to win. And so like I said, each side has 4 pawns, 1 master. You're on your temple. The master's on your temple. And so it's like a small chessboard. Then the other cleverness of this game, which is actually quite a fun, it's quite a fun game, is it's not like your pieces have a set way to play. There are cards. What happens is there are 5 cards total in a particular game. There's, I think, 16 cards total in the game. So you shuffle the 16 cards. Cards each have a description of a move on them. Each player gets 2 cards, and then there's an extra card that goes to the side of the board. So when you start the game, and I'm putting a picture of the game in I'm trying to hope that this dog does not go crazy. Putting a picture of the game in the podcast feed. But when you have when you're playing, you've got 2 cards on your side. The other player has 2 cards, and then there's a card like to the side of the board. And what happens is you can make any legal move with any of your pawns or your master that is legal on one of the cards that you have on your side. In certain instances, for example, you may not be able to actually move a card one of your pieces directly forward because you don't have a card that allows you to do that. So Some cards let you move diagonally. Some cards let you move directly forward. Some cards let you move backwards. A few cards let you move, jump over a space to the second space, i.e. like kind of like a knight does in regular chess. There are not a lot of those, and they are usually very valuable cards. So in effect, oftentimes you will, so what happens is you decide a move that you want to make. You make a move, and then you take the card that allowed you to make that move, and you put it to the side where that side card is, and then you take the side card, the extra card, and you put it in your hand, and so now you have two cards again, and there's a card on the side. So the card that you played last is now on the side again, and that's the card that the opposite part that your opponent is going to get when they play their card. So once you've played a card, like for example, if you've got a card that lets you make a two space move, you know your opponent's going to get that after his next turn. So in one sense, it's, you know, it's simpler, more complicated. You know, it's not as, I'm not saying it's a better game. I mean, chess is classic and I love chess. But this game is harder to determine because you don't know what card is going to end up there on the side as the extra card from the other player on a given turn. It can get interesting. Yet at the same time, it's a very fast game. Even with us, and we do not play these games fast. 15 minutes is probably a long game of this game, because like I said, it's a 5x5 board, so it just does not last all that long. There are two ways to win. The first way is to capture the opponent's master, and that is, in my opinion, I have won the other way, but 9 times out of 10, capturing the opponent's master is the way that you win the game. So you're either trapping them into a position where they can't get out of a fact that you're going to capture them on the next turn, or you've got one of these tricky, like, you know, two move cards, and the other person forgets that you have it basically and moves into a spot where you can capture them. The other way to win is to take your master and move to the opponent's temple. So that's like the center spot on the back of their row. But you have to take your master card and do that, not one of your pawns. And I have won that way. And I have seen people, you know, other people playing the game win that way. But that is a less common way to win most of the time. Capturing the opponent's master is the way that you win. So it's a fun game. And yes, we played this afternoon. I came out quickly and just beat the crap out of Charlotte. She was not happy about it. And then she came back, and I think I basically like kind of like jumped out to, she wasn't quite ready in game mode yet, because I came out, I beat her pretty quick. Second game was a long game and she ended up beating me. And then third game, I was like, okay, I'm not losing the third game, except it was a tricky game and she beat me again. So I lost 2 out of 3. Oh well. I still like playing and I love my wife, so you know, it's okay. But I hate losing. But it's all right. But it is a fun game. So I mean, basically, like I said, it's a constrained both board size, number of components and cards. It's a very constrained version of chess with this extra constraint of, like, you don't actually get to move your tokens the way you want. You have to choose these cards, but it's kind of fun. It's interesting, especially if you get one of the kind of longer move cards in the mix, because what that means is you're wanting to use that card, but you realize once you use it, you're going to put it over on the side. And so your opponent is going to get it the next time they do their move. And so you're giving it to them. So you're like, I'm going to save this card until I can like win the game with it. But then you're even more constrained because you're basically only have one card that you can play at a time. It's no like chess or go, but it's got a lot of nuance to it. It's kind of a fun game. I think I would. It was fun. Like I said, we played three games this afternoon, and they're 15 minutes apiece at the most. I would play a lot of games of it to kind of see how things are going. It's a worthwhile game. So that's it. It's called Onitama. It is pretty highly, it has a decent rank on Board Game Geek. There is an expansion that we do not have, and all that the expansion does, from what I've read, is add some cards. So I think the game itself is fine. It is not a big game. It's easy to carry around with you. It's about $25 on Amazon, and I say it's definitely... It's a straight-up two-player game, and I say it's definitely worth the money. As it says on Amazon, 2 minutes to learn, 10 minutes to play, a lifetime to master. As all games want to say, a lifetime to master. But it does. I can see some mastering time coming for it. So it's fun. I definitely recommend it. I like the game. I'll put up the Amazon and the Board Game Geek links, and we'll talk again about some more games tomorrow. This has been Ken Zoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find my information at kenzoid.com. My email address is kkennedy@kenzoid.com. That's kkennedy at kenzoid, kenzoid.com. There at the website, you can find, you know, all my social links and stuff. And this podcast is Creative Commons licensed, attribution, share alike version 3.0 imported. And we will talk to you tomorrow yet another episode of the Dog Days of Podcasting, because we're in it now, and whew, we are in it now. So, but it's good. It's fun. And we like it. So thanks a lot, and talk to you tomorrow. Bye.